Hi, this is Heaton Shaw.
And this is Stelly FT. And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, I want to talk to you about the lazy hustle.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yet. We want you to do your best.
Heaton, you have no idea what this topic is about. We didn't discuss this in too much detail, other than I told Heaton, I have a rant, and I think you're going to enjoy it, and probably we're going to come up with something useful and valuable to the listeners. So let me give you the background story here.
Okay.
I recently got an email from somebody that was basically, he sent me a cold email, and he basically made a very aggressive, very hard pitch that, listen, Stella, you don't know me. I'm a huge fan. I'm the absolute super ninja hustler. I've been hustling since I've been a baby. I'm incredible. I'm so hardworking. I'm going to make magic happen. I'm a diamond in the rough, and I'm going to become this super, I don't know, famous, super wealthy entrepreneur. And you're getting a chance to get started with me kind of in the early stages when people don't even realize it. I want to start co-found a company with you. And then he gave me his idea. Here's my idea. And it's an idea, I don't know, it's in a market I know nothing about. It didn't sound very sophisticated or that exciting to me. Maybe he didn't describe it that well. But it was totally random. And it had nothing to do with anything I've ever done or know anything about. So he gives me this pitch, this spiel about the business idea that he has. And he's like, this is your chance, Sally. Hit reply, say yes, and we'll start this together. And I'm going to make you even richer than you are. And this is going to be amazing, right? So I read that, and I have I still have like somewhat of a smirk or a smile on my face, because I think, all right, I get it. Here's somebody with a lot of ambition and passion, and you know, obviously, you know, he put his heart on the line and he took the risk to propose something really aggressive to me. So I get it, man. I don't want to be a dick to this person. So I reply, but it's obviously not appealing to me at all. I don't know you. I clicked a little bit around on some social links, and I, from what I can tell, this person has not really done anything yet that is public or of notice. It's an area I'm not interested in. I'm not interested in starting another business right now with anybody, any stranger. So I hit reply, and I try to be really kind and polite, and I tell him, hey, I'm really flattered. I appreciate the offer. You seem like somebody that's really ambitious. I wish you best of luck with your business, but this is really not for me. Thank you, right? Thanks, but no thanks. And then he replies to that email, and he basically makes another strong pitch that, dude, basically, to summarize it, he was saying, man, you know, in 10 years, Stelly, you're going to look back at this moment and you're going to fucking punch yourself in the face. You're going to have to tell everybody that you lost on this once in a lifetime opportunity because you didn't even spend a little bit more time investigating into this. And now I'm getting a little annoyed, right? I get it. This person is hustling and is passionately trying to convince me. But this is also very short-sighted. So I hit reply and I tell the person, listen, I'm totally fine with missing on some multi-billion dollar opportunities. I've been offered hundreds of opportunities every day. I can't say yes to everything. So I'm okay with being wrong. I hope I'm going to be wrong. I'm not going to delete this email. I'm archiving it. So if I'm wrong, I have a story to tell forever. And you have a story to tell forever. Best of luck. Go get them, right? But thanks, but no thanks. And then a day passes by, and then this morning he sends me another email. He replies to this, and he basically tells me, hey, all right, I'm going to accept this, but I have a question I need your advice on, Stelly. The other person that I really admire and would love to start this business with is Gary Vaynerchuk. And I'm just about to buy a ticket to New York, and I'm thinking about standing in front of Gary V's office for, you know, 24 hours or for the next few days until I see him walk in or walk out of the building. And then I'm going to go and approach him in person and try to pitch him. What do you think? Will he be impressed by my hustle and my passion? Is this a bad idea? What do you think? And my reply to that was that I can't speak for anybody else. This might be a brilliant idea. So he should not, if it's in his heart, you know, he should do what he wants. But I feel like since he felt the urge to ask for advice before taking this risk, he might have some second thoughts on this. And yeah, I don't think this is a great idea. I don't think that it's a useful spent of his passion and energy. You know, it's like buying lottery tickets. It's not the way to get rich or to build a business. And flying to New York and standing in front of the building, I think I could imagine a Gary Vee appreciating the hustle, but also hating the wastefulness of it. Like all this time, all this energy, all this money wasted where you could have done something much more productive with that. So that was my last email to him. But I have a lot to say about this because I use the word hustle a lot and people describe me in those terms. I get a bunch, like every, I don't know, once a month at least, there's somebody that interacts with me that is so aggressive and thinks of themselves as like this alpha super type hustler. But all I can think is here's somebody that's incredibly lazy and wasteful with all their energy. So I wanted to talk about it. It's therapeutic. And I wanted to hear your thoughts. If you had gotten these emails, I'm sure you would have replied a much more thoughtful Jedi way. But what's your, have you encountered this when people think they're like hustling and they're making things happen, but in your opinion, they might be very wasteful in the way they do it? And I'll explain maybe even later why I think it's lazy and not just wasteful.
I think it's a great moment to educate somebody on it, you know, and if we had this episode already, I mean, it's a perfect one to send a guy, right? Be like, yo, dude, what you're doing is what we would call lazy hustle. You're just basically shooting blind arrows into the air and hoping when they fall down, they land on something good. And that's the analogy I would use because like everyone can appreciate that analogy. It doesn't work, right? Like you just end up with honestly, like probably a lot of arrows all over the place and people being like, who is this guy? He's so weird. You know, so I think this aggressiveness of, oh, I just want to start a business with these people and they say I need to hustle. So they're going to appreciate me just like hitting them up and, you know, basically trying to, you know, whatever, like trying to get to third base or hit a home run on the first date, right? Or whatever you want to call it. I could be more crude, but that's basically what he's trying to do. Yep. So, I mean, to me, like I don't honestly, I'll tell you the truth. I don't get emails like this. You know why, Stelly? I don't use the I don't use the word hustle.
Yeah.
I don't use the word because I don't want any of this riffraff. I don't want someone. I don't want someone to think they're going to hustle their way into my life.
You know what? Pissed me off about there was one thing, and now that I talk about you, I can identify it. And just talking about it makes me realize that the one thing that pissed me off is that in one point in his email, he said something about he's like the hardest working person I'll ever know, and I literally like outwardly scream, no, motherfucker, you're not the hardest working person I know. You're not. You're a lazy fuck. That's what you are. You're not hardworking.
Yeah. Right? What are you doing, dude? Like, you think this is hardworking? Go do some real work.
Yeah. Show me your hard work. You know what this is? This is trying to find a shortcut. Hey, let me call Bill Gates and ask him if he wants to start a software company with me. Well, I've never started a software company. I'm not a developer. I have no capital. I have nothing to offer to Bill Gates, but I sure am hardworking. I'm sure Bill Gates has never seen somebody who works as hard as me, and that's what I bring to the table. Fuck you. Like, honestly, with love. Like, this is truly with love.
With love.
This is with love because I care about you. If it wasn't with love, I would never – I would have zero emotions about this. But with love – fuck you, right? You're and not the hardest working person out there.
And I'll tell you the truth, Stelly, like this is why I don't use that word. Because like when you use a word like hustle, you get people thinking what that gentleman just did is hustle. He thinks that's hustle. He thinks that's what Stelly's going to appreciate. He thinks that's what Gary Vee's going to appreciate. Yep. Because both you guys use hustle and like I know what you mean by it. I know what Gary Vee means by it. Honestly, you two mean different things by it. Mm-hmm. So that's a whole nother story. And already it's like, dude, like hustle isn't balls to go email whoever you want and say, I'm going to start a business, right? So I want your crisp definition of lazy hustle since you use the word so much. What is your definition of lazy hustle?
I think my definition is when you're attempting to find a shortcut – because you don't want to do the work that's truly necessary. Like you don't want to do the work that's necessary because it's not glamorous, because it's going to take too much time, because it's too much effort, because it's too painful, because you're too afraid of it. So what you're looking for is a shortcut And you think that if you take a shortcut that might appear as bold to others, that's what hustling means. So you're going to cold email Bill Gates. That is hustling because you've done something bold. But it's lazy because it's like your chances are zero that this is going to succeed. So it's wasteful. All your energy, all your time writing that email is wasted. And it's also lazy because you don't want to do the work that's necessary. Go out there and fucking get a customer, right? Build a business. Help somebody that has a business succeed. Do the work. Do the work. Do something. Create something. And then when you have something, yeah, hustle in the sense of like try to make it successful. Go out there, go out of your comfort zone, take risks to make the thing you're investing in more valuable and more successful. But don't just sit there in your couch, you know, in your pajamas and say, what's a famous person I can email? I'm such a crazy hustler because you read five videos on like how to, you know, make your heroes your peers. And then you thought, you know what? Fuck it. Why should I co-found something with some idiot like myself? I'm going to co-found something with Gary Vaynerchuk, right? That surely is going to be more successful. And me being bold and flying over there and standing in front of his building, although I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be the first person that's done this. There's been a bunch of people. That's not totally. Necessarily, it's not, I'm not saying that that's never the right thing to do. It's just context matters, right? I've talked about this many times where I have many examples of founders that had a big deal that fell through in the last minute and they needed that deal to happen. And they literally took a ticket, flew to wherever the customer was headquartered, and they sent the bullshit email of, hey, we had a meeting in the area and we just dropped by today, or we want to drop by for coffee today. And there's examples where this succeeded, where the customer said no on the phone and the next day you were in the area. You drop by their office and you turn it around. It's very rare. One out of 100 times this is going to work, and 99 of the 100 times it won't. But when it won't, we won't write about it in blog posts. We won't talk about it on Keynote, and we won't put this in movies. Like, when it doesn't work, it just doesn't work. Everybody tries to forget about it. It can work. And sometimes, you know, if your back is against the wall, you'll take desperate measures, but you have something to hustle. This person, maybe this is the definition of lazy hustle. When you have nothing to hustle, right? This person has nothing to offer. So what is he hustling exactly? His hard work ethic? That's not worth much. Like, what is he?
No. Everyone has that.
Assume that everybody has that. What have you done? Yeah. Have you written a book? Have you built software? Have you built a little business? What do you have to hustle? You have nothing. You know what you have to hustle? You're hustling your dreams. You want to become a billionaire entrepreneur. So you're now sending cold emails to people to have them make you a successful entrepreneur. That's not hustling. Like that's why I'm saying it's lazy, because you're not doing the work. You're trying to avoid doing the difficult, unglamorous work of going out there and starting a small business and trying to get one customer. That's not as cool as co-founding, flying to New York and standing in front of the building of Gary Vee's office and then shaking his hand, and Gary Vee looks at you and goes, I'm going to change your life. Let's start together. Your hustle has impressed me. And then you're on this YouTube video. Next thing you know, you're this successful millionaire founder. That's an illusion. Right? That I get that that's super glamorous and exciting, and much more exciting than you starting a small shitty business from your living room, or going out there and trying to get one customer to give you $10 for something you've just created. But that's, to me, the real hustle, is doing the unglamorous, necessary, important, real work to move things forward in the world, versus, you know, trying to find shortcuts and not even having anything to offer. Like, you have nothing to hustle. What are you doing there?
Yeah. So what is the definition of lazy hustle?
Definition of lazy hustle.
Sorry, I just want to Chris definition.
No, I
want to understand
it. Yeah. I think that the definition of lazy hustle, or as we're defining it, is when you haven't created anything, haven't done any real work or proven yourself in any way, and you're trying to find shortcuts to success by leveraging what other people have. Or asking other people to, you know, make bets on you. It doesn't matter if it's like you invest money in you, or, you know, I don't know, co-author a book with you or start a business with you. Like, you've not done any real work and you're trying to find a shortcut to millions by asking. You think asking people for their money is hustling, but you need to have something to offer in return, something real and something that's valuable in return. And when you don't, you're not really hustling. You're just delusional.
Wow. There you go. Are we done with this?
I don't know. Let me. Yes.
Like, what do you got? Like what?
Nothing.
What you
nothing. Like, that's it. That's it. All right.
It's not my word. It's not my word. I wanna
round this up with on a positive note, right? You know, I'm sure some people will appreciate me ranting. Some people, and this is why I wanna finish this up this way. Some people might now be confused. Wait, Steli telling me I should never cold email somebody, or is Steli telling me not to ask this thing? And I had second thoughts anyways.
Yeah.
No, it's not that. Right? I'll give you an example. Right. I cold emailed many years ago. When was this? This was 10, 11 years ago. This was, 11 years ago, 1 year before I moved to the Valley. I have zero credibility. I've not done anything online. Nobody knows me. I'm a nobody. And I cold emailed Seth Godin once. But I didn't just cold email Seth Godin and said, hey, I want to write a book with you. What do you think? I'm so hardworking. I had written a mini ebook, like a 10-pager around the 10 reasons why the education system is fucked and how to change it. And it was really aggressively written, as you can imagine, by my energy level today. And I thought it was good. I don't know. I was excited about it. And he had written about the education system, how it was fucked during that time on his blog a number of times. So I was like, fuck it. I'll cold email Seth Godin and I'll ask him for feedback about the book, right? Or if he has any advice for me as I'm trying to promote this. So, you know, I emailed him. I attached the little ebook. I said, hey, dude, I'm a huge fan. This is my first ebook. It's just 10 pages about something really important, the education system, what's really fucked about it and how to fix it. If you have any kind of feedback, I would really appreciate it. Otherwise, big fan, keep doing what you do. And he replied within just a few minutes. And there were every page had like a headliner, and one page headliner was Thinking Without Thinking, which was all about like teaching intuitiveness and teaching how the subconscious mind works and like teaching kids how to think better without just thinking in certain ways that we teach them to think, whatever the topic was. And he just quoted that. He was like, Thinking Without Thinking. And then he said, genius headline or something like that, something really nice with a smiley. And that was it. And I got overly excited at that point, right? I jump up and down. Oh, God. And I reply him and I ask him, can I quote you, right? Can I use this as like a testimonial or something? And he replied really briefly after that and said, sorry, too many people asked me for this. No, no testimonial. And I was like, all right, I get it. It's a little bit like making out with a supermodel and not being able to tell your friends, but I still appreciate the time you took to give the feedback. Thank you so much, right? That was it. That was our interaction. That was me being somewhat lazy because I really didn't have anything to offer to him and I didn't have any specific call to action, but I had something to, like I created work. I created a little ebook. I was relevant to what he was writing about and I asked for advice and he took a brief look at it. He liked one little part of it and he shared some words of encouragement and that was it, right? I then tried to run with that. That's where I got lazy and he stopped me and that was that. So I've cold emailed Seth Godin to get feedback about an ebook 11 years ago. And that was my experience with it. But I still had something to send. I didn't just send Seth Godin an email saying, I'm thinking about writing an ebook. Would you write a testimonial if I do? That's to me lazy. That's to me, you've created zero. You've not done the work. You have nothing to hustle. I'll give another example just to, again, to give people an example of what is lazy hustle and what isn't, in my definition at least. Yeah. When was this? Six years ago or so. When we just started this business, it was a completely different thing back in the day, but we had started the business, we'd launch with a growing number of users and revenue just within a short period of time, and we got the first few checks from angel investors. We're in the middle of raising money. I cold emailed Mark Cuban, you know, just cold emailed him, said, hey, here's the startup, here's the four bullet points of what we've accomplished in the last year, 4 weeks. Attach more information. I think this is interesting. Let me know if this is interesting to you and we can give you more info. And he did respond. And he was like, this is kind of a cool idea. How are you going to fix this and this problem around it? And over the next 5-6 days, we had an email thread going on back and forth. Back and forth. He had questions, I had answers. He was critical of those answers. I gave him more data and we went back and forth. And eventually, turned out it didn't work out, right? It was not the right fit, or he didn't want to invest. But again, I had something to offer. I had built the team. We'd launched the product. We'd raised some money. We'd gotten press. We had users. We had revenue. We had growth. We had something, right? With something to hustle. And I called the emailed like a celebrity investor type dude, and he replied. So I don't want to say that you should never reach out to people that are beyond your network. You should, but you need to have something to offer. You need to have done the work already. It's very different. Me cold emailing Mark Cuban and telling him, here's all the stuff that's happened. There's a real startup. There's real growth. There's real money being invested. Are you interested in this deal? Is very different from me cold emailing Mark Cuban and saying, hey, I have not done anything yet, but I want to be a founder, and here's your chance to be my co-founder. It's very different, right? In one scenario, I'm actually doing the work, and he can be part of that or not. And in the other scenario, I'm just fucking lazy, and I'm just trying to get somebody that's already accomplished everything and has everything to offer to give me everything they have because I'm so hardworking in my own mind. And because I think asking this very bold question is somehow, you know, qualifying me to receive riches in life. It's not. All right. That's it.
Yep.
I think that's all I got on this.
Yeah. So don't be a lazy hustler.
Don't be a lazy hustler. That's it from us for this episode, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.